Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's sebrightproducts.com. Or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 3rd of August, 2015. The title, Corruption Month 2015, First Week. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is a work of fiction. We pick up where we left off last week. Chapter 3. Finally, on the fourth light after I arrived, things got underway. The leaders decided to wait a couple of extra lights because some important ones had not yet arrived. When you're dependent for transportation on those that prefer you dead, it's sometimes hard to meet schedules. The Great Mother had us gather in the place where they used to keep the big brown square things. It was mostly empty, but there were a few of them about. The Great Mother and the cadre jumped up on top of the brown square things. The room was crowded. There were thousands of us there. The Great Mother got ready to speak. But first, I must spend a moment explaining the Great Mother. In our species, none of us know who our fathers are. They perform their function, so to speak, and then head off to find other females. So it is a matriarchal society. We hear other species, especially the big things, are more paternalistic in their organization, but we do not understand this. Children are always closest to their mothers in our species, so they are the leaders. The Great Mother looked over us kindly, but with authority. She began to speak. First, I want to welcome you all to this place. I know most of you have traveled millions of quivers to get here, and for many of you, this is a warm place. I caution you to not get too used to it, for when this conference ends, it is important that you return from whence you came in order that these matters we decide here may be spread throughout our species world. Speaking of our species world, I was probably too brief in my welcoming comments at the reception last Twinkie time. For not so long ago, I would have been correct in saying you have traveled millions of quivers to get here. Today, however, our species must work across the big waters, and I should recognize those of you who made extraordinary journeys on the vast waters in order to get here, probably billions and billions of quivers if we had any way to measure the distance. But more about that another time. Just be sure to understand that the cadre and I appreciate all of your efforts to come.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Air Master.
Care Master?
No, Air Master.
Dare Master?
Clean your ears out. I said Air Master.
Stare Master?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Air Master, Air Master, Air Master.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stare Master. S-T-A-R-E Master. Tear Master?
I'm going to tear you. Air Master.
Oh, I get it. Air Master.
Yes. Air Master.
But what do they do?
Air Master aerators. The patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Air Master aerator. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The cadre and I have been concerned for some time about reports from the field. As you know, our relationship with the big things has always been most tenuous. I understand they have made great businesses, although I must confess I don't understand what that means with the sole objective of eradicating us. Yet, at the same time, they don't quite want to completely do that, for then these businesses would have to close. Apparently, for the big things, business is something good, and once they create it, they want to keep it. So we live peacefully with them. We lose some, but we do not lose all. This policy has worked in all sectors, especially the subway sector, where we hear there may be more of our species there than the big things in those locales. But back to our problems. We have reports a number of you have been feasting on fresh materials, and this has incurred the wrath of the big things. We are concerned that they may be more aggressive than normal in controlling our population. You know, we only consume the waste, and as long as we consume the waste, the big things tolerate us. In the past, when the cadre and I have admonished you individually from a distance to stay away from fresh things, you have not always obeyed. We have told you to not be greedy and selfish, yet some of you younger ones have actually said, we are not as bad as the big things. So that is why we have called you here. We are going to spend a great deal of time hearing about the big things' misdeeds, and then with your input, the cadre and I will decide how we shall operate in the future. Listen up. This is important for the survival of our species. So next light, we will start. The cadre and I have heard many anecdotes about the big things' misdeeds. If you have an anecdote you think we have not heard, tell your quadrant leader and they will pass it to us. We will decide if it is worthy of inclusion. Some of you have asked if you may go home. What an attitude. We have barely started and you want to leave. I will tell you this. We will stay as long as necessary and leave when we have resolved the matter. It is admirable for you to want to return to your home place, but do not be hasty. This work will take as many lights as it takes. We have set no timetable. So Syl was right. This conference is about reputation and honest dealings.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here is an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed it in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Pappardello Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called SimulTweet. Pappardello's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Shirley, we have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Pappardello, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Pappardello for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Chapter 4. It was the 27th light since we had started. The Great Mother said, hopefully we'll get through this in a couple more lights. The evidence is far greater than we thought. Then the conference got down to business again. Rel was asked to come forward. What is your story? The Great Mother asked. I am in a mill in a warm place. The big things have some of their species there that buy things. However, these people refuse to buy things unless other big things give them stuff. Let me get this straight. They buy things, but only if other big things give them stuff. Doesn't make any sense. Well, they buy things for the mill, but only if other big things give them stuff they can use at their own nest. Aha! What we used to call swapping. Yes. But we outlawed swapping a long time ago. It caused problems. Yes. But the big things cannot seem to stop doing it. Even if important big things come and terminate the big things that are doing the swapping, soon the next group of big things does this again. You mean this has happened more than once? Oh, yes, many times. At the same mill? Yes, at the same mill, many times. Clerk? Yes, ma'am. Record this case. Yes, sir. I mean right away, ma'am. Well, we are starting to reach the meat of the matter, so to speak. The rats are talking about kickbacks, of course, and we need to talk about safety for a moment. Safety equipment bought by expecting kickbacks is so wrong on so many levels. Let's just take one level. Supposing someone has an accident and has discovered that the safety equipment involved is not only defective, it was bought by a person expecting kickbacks from the vendor. Will the purchaser be held personally liable for the failure? Seems plausible to me. Be safe, and we'll talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 10th of August, 2015. The title, Corruption Month 2015, Second Week. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is a work of fiction. We pick up where we left off last week, continuing in Chapter 4. The title of this portion of the chapter is ALK, A-L-K. ALK came up the aisle. I've got a story. The great mother said, is this rat on the schedule? The clerk replied, why, yes, he is. Okay, so what's your story? I'm in a place where the big things do lots and lots of thinking and studying. They had this one big thing, kind of lazy, I think, that talked to me to stick on a wire hooked to a box a lot. He also sent out pieces of paper. He had lots of roll-out wooden boxes full of paper, which he kept very neat. Okay, get on with it. Well, he left to go somewhere else. Permanently? Yeah, permanently. Some other big thing came in just one light out of seven. But one day, the old big thing came back. What do you mean he came back? It was like he was visiting or something. Anyway, he was buddies with a female big thing that sat down the aisle. They got her to get the key to his old office, and she and him spent a couple of hours in there. What did they do? Don't know, but they were sure in there a long time. I couldn't see in. They had the door closed and the blinds drawn. Well, what do you think they were doing? I think they took some papers out. Of his old office? Yeah, his old office that the new guy had taken over. Why do you think they did that? I don't know. Interesting. Clerk, archive it.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB Whatchamacallit?
It's CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The story of Slaw. Slaw sauntered up to the cadre's perch. "State your name and tell us your story," the assistant great mother said flatly. "Well, my name is Slaw, and I live at a university." Boo, hiss came from the crowd. "Shut up, let the male tell his story." "Well, one night I went over to one of these parties the big things have. Heard there might be some good chewing there." Slaw spoke rapidly and crisply. "I'm under one of the tables, and I heard the big things talking. Both had liquids in their hands. The male says to the female, 'Yes, I know some people in your company.' The female says, 'Really? Tell me who.' The male muttered a name. I couldn't quite get it, but obviously it was a very important big thing, and then he said, 'He is my best friend in the industry.' 'Oh, please, can you tell me some dirt on him?' she asked with a smile on her face. 'That is the way I get ahead in our company.' The male looked at her and said, 'He is my best friend,' and walked away. Hey, cadre, hey, cadre, came from the back of the crowd. Quiet! Hey, cadre, I think I can add something to this story. Who said that? An old one of our species came up the aisle. Who are you? The assistant great mother asked. Lek, came the reply. May I ask a question? I think I can add to his story. Okay, if you think it is relevant. Lek turned to Slaw. Can you describe this female big thing? Slaw started. As I remember, she was kind of short and thin for big things. Kind of looked like one of us. There was a lot of laughter from the crowd. Lek, was she kind of wiry with dark fur on top? Did she look like one of the big things call an old maid? Why, yes, she did, now that I remember. Well, there is more to this. Okay, proceed. Did you say your name is Lek? Record that, please, clerk. The assistant great mother nodded in the direction of the clerk. Lek continued. I was at an institution for a while that's hard to describe. I really don't know what the big things did there, but it definitely had to do with pulp and paper. Distinguished guests would come and go, and I got the idea they had meetings and things where they talked a lot about pulp and paper. Yes, we've heard of this place before. Anyway, a female big thing had been a big shot at this place. She looked just like the one Slaw described. Then someone there had a suggestion that the male, and I think it was the same male she was talking about, should also be a big shot. A bunch of the big things had a meeting, and the female thought up many reasons why he should not be. She convinced the other. Okay, go on. What happened? Well, then she took a piece of paper and wrote a letter to that male and said he was not welcomed, Lek concluded. Why would she do that? Can't you see? She would not want him around because he might tell others the story about the night when they had liquids in their hands. Lek looked satisfied. Good point, remarked the assistant great mother. Clerk, record that and put it on the top of the archives. Well, that's our story for this week. It is obvious what our safety admonishment for the week should be. Don't drink and drive. Or perhaps to be a bit more expansive, don't drink and try to get cute. You just might end up in a rat story. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 17th of August, 2015. Title, Corruption Month 2015, Third Week. Disclaimer, any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is a work of fiction. We pick up where we left off last week, still in Chapter 4. Zill. Old Zill got up next. The Great Mother cautioned, "Now state your case based on facts. We don't want opinion." "Well, you see," Zill started, "I used to be in this mill where they were going to do a rebuild, you know. They were going to tear out a bunch of stuff and put in a bunch more. I don't know why the big things do that, but that is what they do. Get to the point. We have a lot of testimony to hear." "Well, as I was saying, they were going to do this rebuild. They were taking out a lot of old wires, you know, like the ones you locals like around here." Was heard from the crowd. "Quiet! Anyway, I think one of the senior managers was involved in stealing the old wire," Zill went on. "Can you prove it?" the Great Mother roared. "I think so. One of the junior managers heard the rumors that the dumpsters..." "We love dumpsters," shouted the crowd, full of the old wire had been moved out in the middle of the night, and not to the normal junkyard. "We love junkyards, too! Quiet! Quiet! I am not going to warn you again." "Well, he confronted this big boss about this rumor." "Okay, so what happened?" "The big boss told him very sternly to mind his own business." "Well, that does not sound like conclusive evidence, but we'll take it under advisement. Clerk, note the alleged stolen wire testimony from Zill. Anything else at all you can add to the story?" "No, ma'am, that's it." The clerk started nibbling the testimony into the flat brown stuff. "Okay, we'll take a tenth of a light recess and reconvene when this is over." "Dismiss," said the Great Mother.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Chapter 5. Just like the big things, we try to take a two-light break out of every seven. Our history tells us this started when the big things moved from agriculture to doing things inside the big buildings. We noticed they didn't show up every light, so on the two lights when they were off, our food was not as tasty. For our two-light break, about which I'm speaking, a gaggle of us decided to quiver along the big waters down to a paper mill we'd heard about that was only 50,000 quivers downstream. We scurried along the bank, taking swims, floating, and had a good time getting there. Only a few of us were eaten by the long, slimy things. It took about a half a yellow light to get there. Some of our species had been left behind. They were pregnant. Several hundred had been born that week. We had a good exchange of information at the new mill. The locals said the big things had just installed the dark places with the tasty food inside. I warned them about what happened to Grandmother and told them they should never go in those. One of their group had gotten sick, but apparently had not eaten enough to kill them. They were lucky. This mill made the most interesting paper. It was soft and fluffy. The locals said they understood the big things used it when they expelled spent food. We talked about that for a while, but none of us could really figure out why this was done. Some of the locals said there was an interesting scene nearby. We asked what it was. "Come on, see for yourself," their grandmother said. We scurried about 20,000 quivers through a deep woods. We came upon an open space. There, two deer were tied and staked to the ground. They were eating grass, moving as far as the ropes would let them. The grandmother said, "Watch." Well, we'll leave it there for this week, and for safety this week, make sure the insulation on your wiring is in good shape. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 24th of August, 2015. Title, Corruption Month 2015, fourth week. Disclaimer, any resemblance here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is a work of fiction. Warning, this episode is quite graphic, especially toward the end. I tried to figure out how to tone it down, but in keeping with the flow of the story, I could not determine a way to do it. My apologies in advance if you are offended. We pick up where we left off last week, still in Chapter 5. We waited for a long time. Some of us were getting impatient. Finally, a few of the big things appeared on the other side of the open space. They crawled around, sort of like the way we scurry. They had shiny poles with them. Well, they weren't real shiny, but occasionally the big light would flash off of them. They got within about 45 quivers of the deer. The deer lunged at their ropes and were very frightened. Boom! One deer fell. Boom! The next deer fell. The big things got up. They were laughing and shouting. They came up to the deer and looked at their antlers. One of them took a thin thing out of their pocket and pointed it at the other one holding the antlers. They were having a good time. Soon a BTI with black spinners showed up. A couple of the dark-skinned big things got out and went over to the deer. They unstaked them, picked them up, and threw them on the back of the BTI. Then another kind of BTI showed up, and the rest of the big things disappeared inside it. Soon they were all gone. The grandmother said, "Come over here for a treat." We all scurried over to where she was. She was feeding on a sticky liquid the deer had left behind. It was very, very tasty. We looked to the locals. "Thank you very much, but we must get back to the convention." "Oh, not so fast," said the grandmother. "This was just the appetizer. Follow us for the real meal." We looked at each other. "We really should start back." "You afraid of that old grandmother? She can't harm you. Come on with us for a while." Well, we gave in.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Rita, I have some exciting news.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Bob?
You know how we were discussing in last month's meeting the need for better work organization?
Yeah, I remember. I also remember that none of us had any ideas on where to start.
Well, do you remember a few months ago where we had a discussion about steel dryers?
I must have forgot about that one. What's the point?
Well, I just discovered that there's a conference in October that we have to attend.
I am so tired of boring conferences. They all seem to be such a waste of time.
This is not your typical conference.
Oh yeah? Tell me more.
This is the Light Green Machine Institute Conference. It is being held at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, on October 20th through the 22nd. Voith will make a presentation on steel dryer cans. A presentation from the Greenpack Mill in Niagara Falls, New York, will discuss the implementation of a high-performance work team model. The keynote speaker will be retired executive Phil Harris, and his topic will be The Simple Life. And that's just some of the exciting things that will be presented. Plus, half the proceeds are being donated to the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point Paper Science Foundation.
Wow, Bob, this does sound exciting. Let's sign up to attend, and ask some other people around the mill if they would like to go as well.
Will do. I cannot wait to attend the Light Green Machine Institute Conference.
For more information on our 6th Annual Light Green Machine Institute Conference, please check out our ads on Nip Impressions. That would be www.nipimpressions.com or Paper Money. That would be www.globalpapermoney.com. We hope to see you there.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
In about 10,000 quivers, we came upon a long, low building the big things had built out of trees. The BTIs we had seen before were there. Pretty soon another BTI, a long black one, showed up. Out of it came a bunch of female big things. They were laughing and giggling. They went inside the tree building. Pretty soon we could hear lots of noise. It sounded like all the big things were having a good time. There was a platform on the back of the tree building where you could see in the holes. The grandmother said, "Let's go up there and I will show you what the big things do." We hid around some bushes on a platform. Pretty soon yellow light came. Looking through the hole, we could see a male and female big thing come in the room. They were laughing and pulling on each other. They pulled until their outer skins came off. Then the most amazing thing happened. It looked like they started making babies of our species. I said as much to the grandmother. She said, no, they're just faking it. They don't want babies. They just want to pretend. Why would they do that? Well, the males like to pretend and they pay the females. They are just like our males, big talk, no responsibility. What does pay the females mean? She looked at me like I was the dumbest of our species. She started to go on, but something caught her eye. We're in luck, she squeaked. About that time, a little skin landed near us. It was full of sticky liquid, better than what the deer had left. We began to fight over it before there were many of us. The grandmother said, calm down, there will be more. Just split up and go around to the open holes. I am sure you will get all get your bellies full. She was right. We broke into little groups and waited outside the holes in the tree building. About every tenth of a light, for the whole yellow time, here came the little skins, full of tasty liquid, just like clockwork. For safety this week, well, never mind. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerators, the patented aerator that makes a difference. Over 700 units installed since 1999. Airmaster Aerator.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 31st of August, 2015. The title, Corruption Month 2015, Fifth Week. Disclaimer, any resemblance here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is a work of fiction. Chapter 6. We barely got back in time for the start of the proceedings. We were so stuffed we could not quiver very well. The Great Mother immediately got down to business. I hope you all got a good rest during the two lights. Please note that we are formally back in session. Please remember these sessions are being recorded. In fact, nodding to her right, you will note we have increased the number of chewers, Mr. Jim note, clerks, to two paws worth. Last time we met, the clerk was complaining about being too busy to keep up. It looks like our first testimony of the light is from Pooh. Pooh, tell us your story. Pooh quivered up to the front. My name is Pooh, she said, and I come from a very warm place in the sands. The big things come to my place to trade money based on pictures. Pictures? The Great Mother was quizzical. Yes, pictures. What kind of pictures? Oh, there are many kinds. Some are small pieces they hold in their hands. Others are spinning around with a ball. Others are on machines whirring rapidly. Still others on little cubes, but those just look like little dots in various arrangements. Very peculiar, the Great Mother remarked. Well, go on. What does that have to do with pulp and paper? Pew continued. Well, sometimes pulp and paper people come to this place to trade money. But that is not what I came here to talk about. Some of the big things bring other big things to my place to pretend to make babies of their species. Wow, I thought to myself, this sounds like what we just saw. Tell us more, Pew, the Great Mother was looking kind and gentle. Well, some of the big things seem to bring others of the big things, usually males, and then they employ these young female big things for the pretend game. Why on earth do they do that? You mean the young female big things? That's simple. That's how they earn their living. No, why do the males do that? Well, apparently the big things males that pay are trying to get the males that pretend to buy stuff from them. Ah, more swapping, exclaimed the Great Mother. Yes, precisely, replied Pew.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Rita. I have some exciting news.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Bob?
You know how we were discussing in last month's meeting the need for better work organization?
Yeah, I remember. I also remember that none of us had any ideas on where to start.
Well, do you remember a few months ago where we had a discussion about steel dryers?
I almost forgot about that one. What's the point?
Well, I just discovered that there's a conference in October that we have to attend.
I am so tired of boring conferences. They all seem to be such a waste of time.
This is not your typical conference.
Oh yeah? Tell me more.
This is the Light Green Machine Institute Conference. It is being held at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, on October 20th through the 22nd. Voith will make a presentation on steel dryer cans. A presentation from the Greenpack Mill in Niagara Falls, New York, will discuss the implementation of a high-performance work team model. The keynote speaker will be retired executive Phil Harris, and his topic will be The Simple Life. And that's just some of the exciting things that will be presented. Plus, half the proceeds are being donated to the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point Paper Science Foundation.
Wow, Bob, this does sound exciting. Let's sign up to attend, and ask some other people around the mill if they would like to go as well.
Will do. I cannot wait to attend the Light Green Machine Institute conference.
For more information on our 6th Annual Light Green Machine Institute conference, please check out our ads on Nip Impressions. That would be www.nipimpressions.com, or Paper Money. That would be www.globalpapermoney.com. We hope to see you there.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
May. What is your story? The great mother asked. Well, this one is really funny, May said, but in our mill, one of the big things took a piece of clear stuff, I think it's called glass, for a BTI. So what? Well, he took it to his nest. The next thing you know, he got caught with it. Do you mean he stole it? The great mother exclaimed. Yes, and they had a meeting at the mill about it. People represented him and argued, but he was fired. Fired? What does that mean? He could no longer work there. So did he get to keep the glass? Well, no, it was not for anything he owned. What was it for, then? It apparently was for one of the big things who argued the loudest for him to keep his job. Did he get fired, as you call it, too? May wrapped up. That's the funny thing. That big thing got to keep his job. Only the big thing that took the glass was fired. Well, that ends Corruption Month, and we would like your feedback on our first attempt at it. We already have plenty of stories for next year. However, if you have any stories or any feedback, just email me at jimthompson or jthompson@tai.com. That's jthompson@tai.com. And I'll be sure to keep them confidential. For safety this week, criminal acts, even small ones, cause stress. And we know stress causes accidents. Yet another reason to stay on the straight and narrow. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.